the record, this is agenda item number 17 pertaining to the use of fish pots in crabbing.
So this is a public hearing for pertaining to crab making to limit the use of fish pots by active crab pot and filler pot fishermen, which is something that has already been brought up this meeting. So some of the issues with this topic are that the law enforcement division has continued to express concern over an increasing number of crab pot licensees who are also using additional pots that are licensed and marked as fish pots. And these pots are designed the exact same way in terms of their gear characteristics and how they're baited and basically where they're being placed. And as you already saw, the law enforcement division has issued some summonses to two individuals on this topic. It is actually illegal to harvest crabs with any other type of gear besides a hard crab or a peeler pot, crab pot right now. But there are no regulations that prevent a harvester from fishing both types of pots, fish pots and hard pots that are licensed in the same location. So we do have five hard pot license categories. We have one peeler pot license category and three fish eel pot license categories. So if you take the largest crab pot license category and the largest fish pot category, eel fish pot, which is greater than 300, you can have at least 700 pots set at one time to harvest crabs. The table in the slide just shows the number of fish and eel pot licenses that have been sold by license category for 2007 and 2014. And you can see that there has been an increase in all license categories, but especially the largest one, which has basically no limit. So to address this issue, staff recommends a cap for the maximum amount of fish pots that can be set when a licensed hard pot or peeler pot harvester has crab pots set. This cap would be 10% of the licensed number of fish pots, with a maximum up to 30 to deal with that larger category that has no max. We would have two exemptions for this cap. One would be for eel pots, and then one would be for any pot with a mesh size of less than 1 inch that has a square or hexagonal mesh, which is what is on the blue paper that we handed out. There would also be an exemption for fish pots, which are set in upriver areas, which is already described in Minutes Regulation 270, and that would get deal with some of issues that were brought up with harvesting the catfish. Another issue that is addressed in this evaluation is that there is a 5-day time frame that prohibits any fish pot from being set or fished prior to the start of a crab season. And right now in regulation, the dates are incorrect. Actually, that has a 6-day window, so that would need to be changed from March 11th through the 16th to March 12th through the 16th. We have presented this issue to CMAQ. They discussed this issue at its January meeting, and that's where the suggestion for the exemption for eel pots and pots designed to harvest minnows came from. And then the number of individuals at the last CMAQ meeting did discuss this issue again and were supportive of the changes that staff were suggesting. This proposal has been advertised in accordance with 28-2-209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing, and that public hearing notice is in the evaluation. We did receive one public comment by email from Mr. Ty Farrington, which is also included in the evaluation on page 6. He commented that the amendment is poorly thought out and would damage optimum yield and economic value. He does also state that individuals should be given flexibility to harvest crab pots one day and fish or eel pots another day. But he did also state that individuals harvesting fish pots should not be allowed to have live crabs or peeler crabs in their possession. The regulatory changes can be found on pages 9 and 10 of the evaluation. And again, the blue paper that I just handed out deals with the exemption for the minnow pots. So with that, the staff recommendation is to limit the use of fish pots by any individual who is an active hard or peeler pot fisherman, with exemptions for the upriver areas as well as for minnow and eel pots. Staff also recommends amending the time period for the fish pot prohibition from March 11th through 16th to March 12th through 16th.
Thank you. Any questions, staff? Thank you, Seth. This is a public hearing. Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Please come forward, sir. Please press the microphone. Just state your name for the record.
Carl Sloan. I'm a commercial fisherman.
Okay, Mr. Sloan, what do you want to tell the commission?
Well, I came here specifically thinking you were going to outlaw fish pots, okay? And obviously that's not the case. But I didn't notice that you mentioned hoop pots, you know, fish pots that are made, designed in a different way than, tell you the truth, I don't know why anybody would fish a crab pot for a fish pot because it doesn't work. Hoop pots should be an exemptions list also, because they're not going to catch a crab, and maybe after setting 3 or 4 days, you might have one little teeny crab in there. There's nothing on them. And that's pretty much it.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Appreciate it. Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Please come forward, sir.
A question has been answered.
Please state your name for the record, Mr. Green.
Richard Green.
Thank you.
And back again. I was under the impression that eel pots would also be in this thing, but I see that they got an exemption on that due to the fact that it's smaller funnels and everything. That was a concern that we had, because a lot of the crabs, they tend to shift off on eeling when crabbing is bad, and it would, you know, affect the guy's incomes greatly, you know, at times. So it seems that you've addressed it very well, and I hate to waste your time, Bill.
No problem. Thank you, thank you, Mr. Green. Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard? Not, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedron. Any discussion? Ms. Haney.
Should we consider the gentleman's request from the audience as to the other type of pot?
Yeah, and I would like that addressed by, I guess, staff somewhat, because that actually seemed like a reasonable thing to me. What a fish pot, what I think of a fish pot, not a crab pot.
Typically, all over the country.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and that's what I would consider a fish pot.
Chief, can you help with this matter?
Where's the gentleman? Where are you?
Well, come up and tell us about the pot a little bit. That might help. If you don't mind.
Well, as you know, crabbing is not very good. Okay, and a crabber will get out there and
that's temporary.
Okay. Let's hope it's true.
Yeah,
I think
that's
true. You get out there and you go to your pot and see there's nothing. Okay. You fish pots for 3, 4, 5 days. They let them set because things don't go in them like that. It's just not the way it is. And if you bait a hoop pot for catfish, it takes 4 or 5 days for the bait to rot before the fish will go to it. And if you're limiting, let's say I went to my crab pots and I said, well, this is not going to be a crab pot day. I mean,
right.
You have storms, you have low pressures. So all I'm saying is if you've got them set, and you may set 100, you may set 50. Usually 50 is all you're going to set anyway. But to be limited that you can't go to them and that you can't have them at certain times, there's no question if a VMRC guy pulls it, he knows who popped, he can't even get the sucker up. Yeah.
Could you tell us where you're fishing? Where's your fishing?
I fish James River and the Nansen River.
Okay. We have some lines in the regulation as far as where exemptions for fish pots are. If you're in the Natsman, you're probably not up far enough. Does someone have those lines available? So the upriver areas, and it may work out, Hog Point to the mouth of College Creek. So anywhere above there, you're exempt anyway.
Why couldn't you just make an exemption for hoop pots just like you did eel pots?
Well, because we don't have hoop pot defined. We don't have fish pot defined. We have mesh defined.
But everybody knows what they are.
We'd like to hear from law enforcement as
okay.
to whether they
were.
They
would, know, too.
Yeah, if law enforcement's comfortable, I think we could add something. But this hasn't come up before, and really, if law enforcement would be comfortable with hoop pots, that's the only advice we could use right now.
They don't catch crabs.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, you can't ask me. You have to ask the commission.
Mr. Heath, go ahead. Come on forward here if you have something that's quite pertinent to this particular part of the discussion. And state your name for the record.
Kenneth Heath, thanks, Mason Shore. I know on the shore a lot of people will use either peeler pots or hard crab pots to toad pot. They bait them with crab scraps and use them. I mean, he said that pots don't catch fish, so but crab pots.
Well, they
are,
do catch toads.
They do use them as fish pots on the shore. That's all I wanted to add.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Well, Chief, is it your suggestion that we move forward with what we have?
Yes.
And then
I hate to say it, but despite the fact that hoop pots have been raised, there's still an allowance for, depending on your license category, 10% up to 30. On any days that you don't have crab pots or peeler pots set, you can fish your normal license amount for fish pots. So we're going to go with this for this time around, but I thank you for your comments.
Tell me that you'll at least consider it.
We will even invite you to the next go-round for this for next season around, okay?
Right.
So if you can leave your name with someone who's staff, we'll call you.
All
right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Staff.
So a little background. I have an agenda item coming up. Joe's going to hand something out in a minute. But before you get there, I want to mention behind the scenes of all this, which you should know about. We have a couple of minutes, I hope. Really, this is a law enforcement initiative. And you saw two cases today which involved violations of fish pots. And what the officers didn't take the time to tell you was how difficult it was to make those cases, because you literally had to see crabs coming from the fish pot, put on the vessel, not cold, and that meant a harvest. And it took hours and hours to make those cases. Law enforcement, Colonel Lauderman came to fisheries last crab season and noted these problems. Staff willingly said we would come forward with an emergency regulation. The colonel said, no, let's all talk about this and we'll do something for this upcoming season. We met with Colonel Lauderman, fisheries staff, and MPO Springfield. We talked over several possibilities for about maybe an hour to try and figure out how to come forward. And really, it was law enforcement that ultimately said, rather than just prohibit the use of fish pots, let's have this cap. So I wanted you to know behind the scenes really where this initiative came from. So thank you for that.
Mr. Erskine.
Well, as the maker of the motion, I guess I'm going to ask the commission whether or not it would be better to rescind that motion and allow staff to work this out the next 30 days and have this table this until March.
I'll withdraw my second so you can do that.
I'm not sure we can get that fast in the next 30 days. And we do have crab season coming up in the next 30 days.
I guess it just seems that...
Chief O'Reilly.
I think the issue is, as far as it's going to go right now, maybe it can be perfected later. Again, the limiting factor is here, we don't have a definition for a fish pot, and right now we have fish pots and eel pots on the same license, so that the data you saw can only be dissected so much. I don't think for at least this season we can improve upon this. I think it's, whether it's a hoop pot or a fish pot, it's still a fish pot. And, you know, that's as far as we're going to get here to be practical about this, but it'd be very important to make sure that when we start this season on March 17th, that we don't have law enforcement saddled with the same type of obstructions that they've had previously. So that's staff's recommendation.
I rescind my motion.
You rescind your motion. You rescind your second. So we're back to square one. So.
Well, I'm going to remake AJ's motion to accept staff recommendation with the expression that I do hope that staff will develop a definition of a fish pot and consider hoop pots in the future. But for now, to get a regulation on the books for the start of the crab season, I move that we accept staff recommendation as is for now.
There's a motion to accept staff recommendation with the caveat staff will continue to work on these other matters. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Is there some discussion on this?
Yeah, I guess I just think that it seems incomplete, and I'm not sure that rushing into something now because it has to be done before March 17th is wise. Why wouldn't we try and get it right, even if it's a little bit late, and make it clear?
Well, my sense is that we know what a crab pot is. We know what a peeler pot is. It's defined, and if people are using other gears as if they were crab pots in addition to their crab pot limits, that's what this is to address. Ms. Haney.
I understand the reasoning and law enforcement's need for this, and I agree to a certain extent. I just wonder if there are other people out there that we're going to affect that we're not realizing. I mean, the problem started in 2008, but in 2007 you had 308 license holders for fish pots. Have we reached everybody? Are we leaving somebody out that could be affected by this?
Chief.
Boy, I would like to tell you that there's perfections that could be made. I think, Dr. Neal, it will be really rugged to try and define a fish pot, first of all. But for right now, Chapter 880 says that you can harvest crabs only by crab pot and peeler pot. That's it. So that's cut and dried. The fish pot is not black and white. There are many varieties of fish pots, including the hoop pot. I think we will reach everyone, but not right now and probably not within this season. But I think that's why we have a Crab Management Advisory Committee, and that's why we have an Internet that advertises our changes and people know how things develop at the commission. I think the absence of having this in place is significant. I think that the gentleman who just talked said crabs are pretty scarce, and optimistically, some of us hope that that may not be the case. We have vessel limits now. That has forced harvesters to do some things that they may not have done before. We have a saturation of pots, which is not coming from me. It's coming from industry. Just about every meeting that staff attends, we hear about the saturation of pots. So here you had a couple of situations where there are already a number of crab pots allowed, but that wasn't enough. There had to be fish pots as well, and there had to be harvest as well. I don't like to disagree with the commission, but on this case, I have to say it's far better that we have something in place for this season and continue to work on this, but I think it's going to take quite a lot of work. There's a reason why, after all this time, there is no definition of fish pot. And the main reason is because of all the variety and the differences. And once we define a fish pot, we're going to make a lot of people unhappy. But we can pursue that, and we can go forward with that and see how that goes in the future. So I apologize for not being in concurrence, but I think we've done what we can do.
Yeah. Further discussion? Mr. Zeter.
If staff don't know what a fish pot is, and you've got all these pots that all these people, these watermen, are using, by passing something like this that we don't even understand what we're doing, it could adversely affect that whole industry, I think.
Well, Chief O'Reilly explained here that it's illegal to harvest crabs without using crab pots or peeler pots. This is to ensure that the commercial watermen aren't bypassing their limit of pots by adding 300 fish pots that they use to augment their crab pots illegally. So it's not so much a question of what constitutes a fish pot, it's what constitutes an illegal violation for catching crabs without using a crab pot or a peeler pot. Ms. Ballard.
So it seems to me that there still has to be an act of catching crabs in the fish pots witnessed. It's actually, no, we're limiting the number of fish pots they can have planted at this time. We don't actually have to catch them in the act of harvesting crabs from those fish pots. It's just that if they have so many crab pots out, they can only have 10% of the actual fish pots out at the time. So there is no burden of actually having to harvest crabs from these fish pots. So subsequently, my worry on this is, are there actually any legitimate watermen legitimately using fish pots and crab pots at the same time that we're going to impact with these regulations? The public notice, that we got one comment, that would seem to suggest not, but I'm not sure how much faith I have in that process.
Chief O'Reilly.
I think you heard Mr. Heath. There is harvest of oyster toads and even sugar toads from fish pots to some extent. The major harvest from fish pots is catfish, and most of that is upriver where the exemption is allowed. So again, you are correct that you have to sort of weigh the benefits versus the costs here, and now it's a little more costly for a harvester who has crab pots or peeler pots set to go ahead and put out only 10% of what he's allotted for a fish pot, or up to 30, especially in areas where there's not a lot of fish potting anyway. But then to turn around and say, well, listen, no one likes to pull their crab pots up unless they have to clean them off or take care of them that way. We know that. But if crabbing's not going to be good, then you don't set your fish, you don't set your crab pots, you can have your fish pot license maxed out. So, you know, these are things that were talked about. It's up to the commission to determine which is more beneficial. The blue crab resource is about $28 million dockside value in a poor harvest year. You know, contrast that with some illegal activities that still would be there with full fish pot limits, and I don't think staff has anything else that it could imprint on this issue. I mean, we're law enforcement and fisheries management are well united on this issue, as most issues, but this issue in particular is a law enforcement initiative.
Mr. Close.
Well, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I know this has been a contentious issue for a long time.
Yes.
It's just getting worse and worse. And it all goes back to the statement I made last year, and I'm sorry to say, is how many violations were wrote for having over the pot limits on fish pots or peeler pots? You know, how is it enforceable? You know, is what we're doing here today going to stop what's happening out there from last year to this year?
I would say when we discussed this with law enforcement, we looked at this as a compromise. Don't take away the fish pots completely. Let them have some on the days they set. This is a trial balloon, but it's a step in the right direction. It seemed to us that it's certainly preferable to having law enforcement direct more attention to this issue than the two cases that you heard today, and to make it harder and make a deterrent, essentially, to those out there who think, well, now I've got an 85 crab pot license. I don't have a whole lot of fish pots I can put out in most areas where they aren't fish potting areas anyway. And I support what you're saying.
Well, to recap, we have a motion on the table made by Mr. Neal, second by somebody I now forget, Mr. Sessom. Thank you. Is there some more discussion on this, or should I call for the vote? All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Let's see a show of hands, please. Ayes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chair votes aye. Noes? Mr. Zedron, Ms. Haney, Mr. Erskine. So the motion passes 5-3. Thank you. That was a very illuminating discussion.